Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need help.
Hello, good morning, good morning. Welcome, radio listening audience to the broadcast. I am your host, Sarette Sands. And you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. Do you believe that today, beloved? Well, it is so. And we want to ask you to please continue to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, send us an email greeting of your website or email address, or you can send us a message on www.alphahealthrx.com. And we continue to bring you just great broadcasts week by week, encourage you in every area, spirit, soul, and body. You can be healthy in all those areas. Again, this month we've been talking, this Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and we've been giving you information in the broadcast on how we can be healthy, talking about prevention, and in each and every area of health with regard to colon health. And again, we continue to invite you to call in. You can call into the broadcast. You can dial 718-508-9457. 718-508-9457. And again, we thank you for tuning in week by week. We'll be bringing you some announcements. There's a lot of good things that are happening in the community. We want to invite you to continue to partner with call us and if you have a product or service or a business or if you are a health ministry organization, I invite you to go ahead and partner with us, and we'll be glad to get your information shared with our listening audience. And, just the wonderful thing when we all work together for the kingdom and help building the kingdom. Now, again, I want to, tell you about some announcements that some of our partners. We'll have the Woman Dollar Whole Conference is coming up April 16th through 18th, and there'll be day sessions Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Powerful, powerful, powerful woman of God, Cindy Trim, will be there. Friday, we'll have sessions on Friday from 9 to 1 o'clock, and we'll have sessions in the evenings at 7 o'clock, and Saturday we'll close out. It will please make plans to attend April 16th through 18th, 2015, in the wonderful, wonderful city of Orlando, Florida. And there'll be so many powerful dynamic speakers. Woman Dollar Whole, tune in next Saturday to this radio broadcast. Do not miss this radio broadcast. I want to remind you that you can listen live, and you can also go and listen to the podcast at www.blogtalkradio.com/alphahealth. And we'd like to ask you to please, please, please tune in week by week, especially tell everyone next Saturday we will have a special guest on the radio broadcast. It will be the very own host of the conference, which will be Pastor Queen Hinkle. You do not want to miss this broadcast. This is a powerful, powerful woman of God. Each and every time she speaks, there's something new, there's something fresh. There's a rhema word, there's a prophetic word that's released. And you want that to make change in your life. And I'll give you the names of some of the other powerful speakers that will be a part of the conference. We'll go ahead and give you those names. And we want you to definitely be a part of this. This is a, we call it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you will be blessed. You will be blessed by this conference, and we definitely want you to be a part of that. So as far as this month, again, we've been talking about colon cancer awareness and prevention, and we're talking about healthy lifestyle improvements, eating right, eating your vegetables and fruit, eating like maybe smaller meals throughout the day. We have some products that we would allow like you to take a look at www.alphahealthrx.com. We have some of the immune system boosting products that we want to offer you there, right there on the website, as well as partnering with you. Now this week, as we have promised to do for you in the past, we wanted to share some nuggets with you. We have been having a guest speaker coming on. We thank God for Chaplain Michael Riccio. He's been on here, and he has been able to do a great, great work as far as encouraging us, encouraging our listeners to become healthy in the area of the spirit man. And we want to continue to address inner healing. And this week on this broadcast, we're going to talk to you a little bit about how to pray for healing. Because, again, we address your needs spiritually, health in all three dimensions, spiritual as well as physical health, as well as natural health. And when we deal with the spirit, as well as the soul is your mind, your will, and emotions. So we want to deal with healthy emotions, renewing our mind, transform our mind, according to Romans 12:1, renewing our mind, transform our mind, being not conformed to this world, but transforming our mind by renewing our mind. So we want to continue to encourage you so you can be healthy in your soul and in most man, and as well as spiritual health. And, again, for those who just tuned in, just want to at least let you know that you have tuned in to Health by Design Radio Program. I'm your host, Sarette Sands. And, God wants you whole in every area of your life. And I hope you believe that today, beloved. Once again, you can call in as a guest, 718-508-9457. And, again, we want you to continue to tune in week by week. We want to ask you to please tune in next Saturday as we bring on Pastor Queen Hinkle. It's just going to be awesome. It's going to be dynamic. It's going to be off the chain. She's going to be answering your questions. You're going to want to call in. You want to just really be a part of this. You'll be getting some more information. Please go to the website. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Go to the website at www.alphahealthrx.com, as well as blogtalkradio.com/alphahealth. And now, radio audience, I just want to talk to you in this segment of the broadcast about praying for healing, because we've been addressing colon cancer awareness for this month. Last month we were talking about five pillars of a healthy heart, emotional heart health, knowing your numbers, your blood pressure, your heart rate, eating the right foods, low fat, high fiber foods, increasing your vegetables, and increasing all the areas that would improve your health, drinking plenty of water, getting rest, as well as supplementation. CoQ10 is good for the heart. We talk about garlic, the stress vitamins, the B vitamins, B1, B6, B12. And so we gave you many areas in terms of how to be healthy in your heart. We talked about, the Bible talks about where to guard your heart, because out of it flows the issues of life. So, heart health is practical as well as physical and spiritual. So we wanted to address all three components, because, God wants you whole in every area. And so today we want to talk to you a little bit about praying for healing, because, we want to, bring you the information and share with you, those things that are going to make transformation. Information that will lead to transformation. So we can have confidence because you have to realize that our Heavenly Father desires for his children to be well and prosperous, and just like any earthly father. And of course, one of our favorite scriptures in 3 John 2, it says, 3 John 1 and 2, it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So, amen, amen. So, first of all, you have to realize that God wants you to be prosperous, even as your soul prospers. So, your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. And so, those things that would take to be prosperous in every area. And so, we can have confidence that our Heavenly Father wants to heal us. And He declares in His words in Exodus 15:26, says, the Lord said, if thou would diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his commandments, I will put some of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. So I'm a look. He says, I will put none of these diseases, none. Let's emphasize none. He says, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought to the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. So I'm praying for healing, and we find that the following steps are very helpful. Let's go with step number one, read the Word of God and find out what it says. And then do what Jesus did. Okay? Step two, know who you are in God. You are a son of God. Okay? And we're going to go back and address each one of these. Step three, know that you must abide in Him. And I'll just go ahead and say, because in John 15:5, it says, the Bible says, the Lord says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So, amen. So, you must abide in him. Number four, be baptized in the Holy Spirit as Jesus instructed. And to those of you who are listening to the sound of my voice, you know, in order to realize for Jesus to come into your life and then to further be baptized in the Holy Spirit, it's very simple. All you have to do is ask Jesus to come into my life and just acknowledge that you are a sinner and that, you know, ask God to come into your life and then you shall be saved. The Bible says you shall be saved if you ask in his name, come into my life, ask for forgiveness of your sins, and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior in Christ, acknowledge who he is, and you shall be saved. And then you will have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come in as you allow him. Because, so number four, if you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, Jesus instructed in Luke 24:9, for example, he said, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you are ended with the power from on high. And Acts 1:8 says, but you, radio listed audience, you shall receive, not might, you shall receive power. Acts 1:8 says, you shall receive power. And after that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to both Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And I'll give you one more, number five. There are more that are listed that we can talk about, but understand what the Father God wants you to do for him. So we're talking about some steps in how to pray for healing and how to receive your healing. Now, number one, we were talking about reading the Word of God and finding out what it says. And the Word of God declares in John 14:12, that truly, truly, I say unto you, that he that believes on me, the works that I shall do, he shall do also, and greater works than these he shall do. Mark 16:17 says, and these are the signs that follow them that believe. It says, in my name, they shall cast out demons, they shall speak in new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if anything they drink may be a deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So the first step in praying for healing is to be a believer. So that's why I said, how do we become a believer? Confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior, and you believe in your heart that he raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved. That's Romans 10:9. You have been born again. You've entered into eternal life. So you must believe that today, beloved, that once you were born again, you have eternal life. You have what you say, and you have eternal life, and no one can take that from you because Jesus promised it in his word. It's written. And so you are a new creation in Christ. Your spirit has been renewed. 2 Corinthians 5:17, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Ephesians 1:13, you have also been given the name of Jesus to use. So you can declare in Jesus' name, I am healed. In Jesus' name, I feel well. In Jesus' name, my whole spirit, soul, and body is well. And I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. There's nothing that shall therefore harm me. So these are the declarations you can make once you accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You believe in what he did at the cross in his precious name. He also gave you power over all the power of the devil, who often is the source of sickness and death, you know. And death and life and death is in the power of the tongue. So speak life. So speak the word. Speak what Christ says about you. And you don't have to believe anything but what Jesus has said. In Luke 10:19 said, behold, I give you the power. Isn't this wonderful power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And I love one of my other favorite scriptures, and believe it, my beloved, you have these promises today. You got to believe. John 10:10. Of course, it says, the thief cometh not just except to steal, kill, and destroy. But isn't this wonderful? And I know you've heard it before, but each time it's like a sweet aroma, sweet incense. It's like sweet music to your ears. As Jesus said in John 10:10, the B clause, he says, but I, he said, not will come. He said, I have come that they may have life and life more abundantly. And, of course, the thief, meaning Satan, comes to steal your peace, your wealth, your health. And his ultimate goal, unfortunately, is to kill you and destroy you. Any means necessary, my God. But God, but the power, the final word, the conclusion to the matter, the word that we must hold on to, and the sacred declaration that Jesus said that I come to give you life and life more abundantly. And the abundant life is a healthy life. It's the life in Christ Jesus. And, of course, he already paid the price for that. Paid the price for your salvation, for our redemption, and for our healing. Because by his stripes, 2:4, by his stripes we are healed. Amen. And let's go over. We were talking also a little bit about, we're talking about the different steps to our healing, how to face the healing, what to say, how to declare it. And in number 2, we talked about know who you are in God. Know that you are a son. Now, son is just a generic term, but it could be son or daughter. One male or female is just a generic term, but we are his children. And then we are children of God. In John 1:12-13 says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which are born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, so not of the flesh, not of the blood, but by the will, nor the will of man, but of God. It says, hallelujah. Says, as sons of God, we have been raised up and made to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Well, I love that scripture, Ephesians 2:6, sitting in high heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We also have been made kings and priests. Revelation 1:6 says, as priests. How do you know? Hallelujah. We are priests, kings and priests. Isn't that good news? You're kings and priests. So if you've been thinking down about yourself, or you haven't been feeling well, or you look at yourself like I'm like a grasshopper, look yourself in the mirror right now and say, I'm a king and a priest, because the Bible declares so. And as priests, we offer up praises and worship to our God. And we anoint the sick with oil. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will heal, according to James 5:14-15. And as kings, we rule in the kingdom, which is the kingdom of God. It's not meat or drink. It's righteousness, peace, and the Holy Ghost. Isn't that good news today, saints? So we rule in this kingdom that is within us. By putting the kingdom in divine order, we do that by dying to ourselves and renewing our mind, as Paul declares in Romans 12:1-2. Remember we were talking about that earlier, renewing the mind? being not conformed to this mind, that mind which is a part of your soul, your innermost man, you have to renew that mind. Romans 12, 1 through 2 says, I beseech thee, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed, beloved, do not be conformed to this world. I mean, I'll just say a little bit about that. You know, in this world, every day, you're looking at the news, you're driving down the street, especially the things that are happening in the world. You have a tendency to be drawn away and be concerned and be drawn up and be conformed to this world. And it says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Unless we are able to rule the kingdom within us, then we should, God should give us more to do. So we must, you know, definitely be able to rule and to abide with the kingdom that is within us, and that those things that God has given us to give us power, which is the kingdom of God. Also, as a son of God, as a king and a priest, you know, we must learn to command in the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, I have to speak, you know, like Mark 11:23 says, speak to the mountain, say to the mountain, you know, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. So this is, you know, the heritage of the saints of God. This is the promises. This is the heritage. This is what God has established for us. This is the promise that he's given us so we can speak. Now let's talk a little bit more in our last sounds about the, as far as the aspect of abiding in it, because we were talking about the different ways we can have success in prayer, success in praying for healing and being healed and being made whole. And one of the areas were, as far as what's concerned, is to we abide in him and he, as he abides in us. And so we can ask, and you know the word says that if he abides in him, if he abides in us, then we can ask whatever we want, and it shall be done unto us. So we thank God that we can abide in him, and he abides in us. And we were talking about that abiding, and we talked about in John 15:7, it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, hallelujah, saints, praise God. Isn't this wonderful news? That if we're abiding in God, just that abiding, that staying, to being in Jesus, and you have to abide by reading the word, by confessing the word, by praising God, by allowing the Holy Spirit to take control and dwell within your spirit and allow him to make and shape you and become what he wants you to become. And that's how we abide. And if we abide in him, the word says that my word and my words abide in you, that you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Isn't that very, very good news? Isn't that exciting news that by us abiding in him and him abiding in us, that we can ask what we want, and we can ask of him, and it shall be done according to his word. So we can be healed. You can be healed today, saints. You can be made whole. You can live that abundant life, because he promised that in John 10:10, that he came to give us life, not just regular mediocre life, you know. So in the morning when you wake up, when you go throughout the day, just believe in your heart and your mind and your soul that you can have that abundant life, that life that was promised even before the foundation of the earth. Jesus came, and he came for us. He came for a sinner like you and a sinner like me, and he came for those who were lost. And, you know, you have, as a believer, you can pray for healing. And then, you know, you can have the power. You can see signs and wonders. We even give you the word that says you'll see miracles and even greater works. He says that you would do. And he says that even as a disciple, and God knows that he will, his word is true, and he will, it will not come back void, and he will promise it will accomplish all the things that it set out to do. And the last one, you know, but not least, we were covering the areas of prayer and the areas of confession and the areas of the word that our healing is promised, and that we can rest assured and be confident that we can be made whole, that we can be healed. And it's not with our own strength. And even the Bible says, not by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord. So we must rely in what God is going to do, what he can do to help us, what he can do to strengthen us, and what we can do, Lord Jesus. We just cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. We just put all our trust in him and to abide in him, and he abides in us. And we can ask what we want, and it shall be done. And we can say to that mountain, move, mountain of debt, move, mountain of fear, move, mountain of insecurity, move, mountain of cancer, move, mountain of high blood pressure, move, mountain of low blood pressure, move, mountain of sugar diabetes. Just move on out of my way today, because in Jesus' name, I shall have what I say, because he promised me, because if I abide in him and he abides in me, ask what I have and it shall be given. And so we can understand that the Father today wants us whole, wants us healed in every area of our life. And we must believe that today. And being confident, and Paul says in Philippians 1:6, says being confident of this one thing, that he, hallelujah, saints, he who has begun a good work, and he who has begun a good work in you will, not maybe, might, doubtful, not sure, but he will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. So we can be confident. We can know for sure that as I close the broadcast, as I ask you to continue to believe what has been said today, to listen to the broadcast, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/alphahealth. I'm your host, Sarette Sands. You know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. Just continue to believe in the word of the Lord and to meditate on his word day and night, and you shall be made whole, you shall be healed, and you shall have all the promises of God, which are yes and amen. I thank you for tuning in. Please join us next week as we come to you for the Wonderful Woman broadcast. Please tell someone and connect with us. You can be whole in every area of your life. Bye-bye.